96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I think under the circumstances, I think that we've done a fairly good job. Keep in mind, 40 inches of snow in the county. 5,000 lane miles having to haul in urban areas all of this snow, and I'm standing before you and saying we would have made a pass in every neighborhood by 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. How many jurisdictions are able to stand there and make that claim?
Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett making a bold promise that all residential streets in the county will be plowed by 7 a.m. What about your community? Have your streets been plowed? How did government agencies handle the blizzard aftermath? We're at the Reporters' Roundtable tonight. We're talking about it. My guests are NBC4 Prince George's County Bureau Chief Tracy Wilkins and WJLA TV7 reporter Sam Ford. We will also want to hear from our listeners about their roads and how they think their governmental agencies did in plowing them. Lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sam, Tracy, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Okay, Sam, let me ask you first. Was that County Executive Ike Leggett throwing a little shade at some of the other jurisdictions, saying that the other jurisdictions can't make that 7 a.m. claim for plowed streets?
No, I think he's probably dealing with his own issues. I mean, if it's like D.C., I'm sure he's been catching it, and he's exaggerating. You know, he's the first person I've heard say they were 40 inches of snow. I mean, I think the official total in D.C. was something like 27 or 28, something like that. But anyway, if he can do that, that's good. But I'm sure that, you know, they've been complaining. His office has been hearing it, and so he wanted to make a statement to and hopefully he'll be able to keep his promise.
And Tracy, in Prince George's County, pitchforks and torches in the streets because streets aren't plowed or what?
Yeah, I would say that that's pretty much the sentiment. Folks are very frustrated. They want to get out of their homes. They want to get to work. People who need to work in order to be paid, and they're just ready to get out of the house. And so what they're seeing in a lot of cases, and this is what we featured in our report today, is that they can see the primary roads, but they can't get to them because so many of the streets have been untouched that residents are just really frustrated, and they're trying to dig themselves out, and they have their shovels out, and they're doing long stretches of road as neighbors trying to take themselves out of this mess as a community.
The thing that I find really interesting is that we have seen complaints in D.C., and Sam, you may be better able to address this issue, but because D.C. has changed significantly, let's say, even since Snowmageddon in 2010, has the literal pedestrian nature of the district really changed how people are reacting to unplowed streets?
No.
You don't think so?
Not plowed. Yeah, right. If your street's not plowed, who cares? You know, I talked to a gentleman up on Ontario Place this evening. His name was, first name was Ira. I've forgotten his last name. But anyway, he had lived on that street for 20 years. So he lived through 96. He lived through 2010. And this year, his street has not been plowed. And I mean, every other year, somehow, they managed to at least run down his street once. Somehow, with this massive machine we've got right now, his street was not plowed. There was another young man on that street who had a shovel and was trying to dig two tire tracks out of that street about half a block through the snow so that he can go to Pittsburgh because he commutes there for working. And there's another woman who can't get out of that street because she's from Los Angeles, had to extend her rental car, change her ticket, pay more money because she can't get out of that street to go home. So, you know, it's how it affects you. In fact, the city did a much worse job in 96 overall because the city was broke. But they managed to pay it to plow Iris Street. Same thing in 2010. But Sal, with all this money and sophistication, he's sitting there stuck.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How are your streets looking? Where do you live? What do you think about how this post-blizzard operation has worked? Let's talk to Angela, calling from Manassas. Angela, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. One of the things that I don't understand is why they don't have consultants. They got consultants for everything else that from cities that deal with snow on a regular basis. I'm from St. Louis, and this doesn't make sense. When they know a blizzard is coming, we're talking 24 to 48 hours before the blizzard, they are treating the streets. Here, I see guys on the side of the road talking, having to whooping it up, and they don't do anything until the snow comes. That is backwards. Okay. That is so backwards.
All right, Angela, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How does your street look? What do you think about how your local government agency did in plowing your streets? Carline, calling from Prince George's County, what's on your mind? Carline, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
I was going to say, like, from listening to other people, like, I feel like a lot of people are complaining about what's been going on, but it's like the most that you can do is just be prepared and, you know, just be prepared to be in your house. So I feel like that they did a phenomenal job with the amount of people that they had to be able to plow the streets. But, I mean, I feel like they did a phenomenal job, and I had no complaints because even though we were snowed in at work, they came through our streets and was able to plow the streets.
Where do you live, Carline? What's your street?
I live in Marlboro, Maryland.
Okay. Okay.
Did they plow your street?
Yes. They actually, the first day that the snow had actually stopped, they actually came and was able to plow through our streets.
I think that's it. I think it's, you know, if your street's plowed, you're pretty happy. And I think, you know, in just assessing the situation here in Washington, I have never seen as massive an effort in Washington in terms of the streets as I have seen here under Mayor Bowser. It's amazing. In fact, they told me this evening that the city has spent so far $12 million on cleanup. And if you go to RFK Stadium where they're trucking the snow in after having taken it off the streets, I mean, we are seeing trucks come into the city from as far away as Boston because a lot of people want to get in on this thing. It's, you know, it's a lot of money out there. But at the same time, if you're Ira,
your buddy,
if you're Ira, you don't care because you cannot get your car out.
And that's exactly right. I was on Twitter and said to viewers, tweet me what's happening on your streets. And what I'm hearing from people, they're feeling like mass portions of Prince George's County have been left out. So I'm getting tweets like Southern Prince George's County hasn't been touched. You know, so we were driving down Brandywine Road and going down 210. We were able to find some communities where they did do some plowing, but we were also able to find some that had not been touched. And then again, that frustration of seeing so many of the primary roads taken care of because at this point, the county is saying that all primary roads are 100% passable, but these residential roads, I think they're up to something like 65, maybe 70% of the residential roads that have been cleared. But when you drive around, it just doesn't feel that way. So it does come down to where you live and what your street looks like and if you can get your car out of your neighborhood. And I totally agree.
But Tracy, let me ask you this. And Sam, same question for you. Should we take into consideration that we are talking about nature? Granted, this was, they say, an historic storm, but I still don't think that this was as bad as Snowmageddon back in 2010. And that's just my opinion. And I think that, as you said, if it's not your street, then you're angry. If it is your street, then you're fine. But are we expecting too much too soon from our government agencies?
Well, with this storm, it was forecast so perfectly. You know, we knew exactly what to expect with this. So Snowmageddon, not so much. It kind of set over us for longer than we expected. It did more than
it was a double punch kind of thing.
It was. Where in this situation, we knew exactly down to the time. Veronica Johnson said, when I was driving to Prince George's County on Friday, I said, Veronica, what time is our snow going to start here? 1:30 p.m. And the snow started at 1:30 p.m.
How?
What is it going to look like? Yeah. And how heavy is it going to be? All of that was perfect, down to the minute. And when they said the snow was going to stop, you know, that's when the snow stopped. So everyone knew what to expect. There was an understanding of the resources and what was necessary. So I think that when we hear from residents that they're frustrated, the frustration is this wasn't a surprise this time around. We knew, and we want more information. And in Prince George's County, it's a double hit, and that there's so many resources that were supposed to be available for residents to stay up to date on what's happening. The snow tracker website, calling into 311. All of those systems failed the residents. The snow tracker stopped working. It was overwhelmed and crashed. 311, they couldn't get through. The snow hotline was busy. And we showed this on the air live yesterday that we dialed in and got a busy signal. And it was like that all day long. So they were in the house with these blinders, and that they had no idea, other than what we were reporting on the news, what was happening in their community and if they were going to see a truck. So it made it even more frustrating.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Connie calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
I have to say, over in our community, I live in Randallstown, Maryland, and they did come through and clean our street. It's not as clean as we would like, but they are clean. But when they did come through, they did allow the community to go out, and they did not block our driveway back up as we had cleaned them out. But some of our streets are still not clean as we would like for them to be. Some of the streets has not been cleaned at all. But they have done a pretty good job out in Randallstown.
Okay.
They're getting home this evening is another whole story, because they're doing the snow removal and you can't get back in because now they are doing the snow removal. But in overall, they did do a pretty good job.
Okay. Connie, thank you so much up in Baltimore County. Real quick, before I go back to the phone lines, just wanted to say, got a lot of folks hitting me up on Facebook about their snow removal issues up in Baltimore County. Some people have complained. Some people say they did okay. Zora, for example, she says it took 2.5 days. She's just getting plowed. And then, you know, Howard County, there's some complaints out there. So it seems that there's a lot of catch-as-catch-can. Amina, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind, Amina?
Hi. Hey. I'm saying that the streets, like your representative on the radio station said, they knew about this storm up until the time. And the fact that my street is still covered in snow and have not seen the state since, I don't think since the whole thing has even gone down. So we're still down here, still stuck, you know, still hoping that someone comes to clear our street. But
what street do you live on, Amina?
Off of Osborne Road.
Off of Osborne Road. Amina,
the
thank you.
The main road is clear, but we're still stuck in our neighborhood, so.
Okay. Amina, thank you so much. And it's interesting because just a few moments ago, we had a call from Upper Marlboro where that road had been plowed. And so
I was actually surprised to hear that, Harold, because I probably got the most complaints from Upper Marlboro.
Sam, where are you hearing most complaints other than your buddy over on Ontario?
Well, it's really the little streets. I mean, they all have the name Place, which, you know, in D.C. basically means it's a 1 or 2 block street. And so what I think is, you know, for example, we were talking about another street is called Lexington Place. And it's somewhere between, I think, E and F Street Northeast. Well, in Lexington Place, the same thing. I mean, the kids are playing. Those people, amazingly, they took a really kind of an attitude of like, well, you know, eventually they'll get here, and it's nice having a pedestrian street. You got all kinds of people in D.C. So these people really weren't complaining, but you couldn't get a car up or down this street. So this is a street like that, and it seemed that they've got a lot of these little streets like Lexington and Acker, and for some reason, I mean, they didn't show up on the map. They didn't plow those streets, and those people are waiting, and at least the ones that we talked to today were waiting with quite a bit of patience. We also heard from a Shannon Place. I don't know if you know where that is. You know the big chair is?
Yes,
in
Southeast. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't get over there today just for time, but I talked to a gentleman over there, and it was really irritating because D.C. has a new city building right there on Shannon Place, right behind the big chair. Well, he sent me photographs showing that the city plowed down Shannon Place just enough so you could get to the door of the city building and stopped. So therefore, you have blocks of Shannon Place that were not touched at all. He's furious, and I can understand that. You would think if they were going to plow it up to their government building where they had to go to work today, they would have just plowed, you know, a couple more blocks so that those people could get in too. But they did not.
I need to take a break real quick, but hold that point because I have something else to ask you. You made an interesting point about the people in D.C. I want to talk to you a little bit more about our new residents here in the District of Columbia. If you're on the phone, Jay, Pam, Monica, stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University.